The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And you are getting the purest form today because it is totally just Dorf on Sports. No Jeff Rich, no Fred Wallen. I will have John Poulter, my professor of sports, hang out with me for a while, and I'll have Shane Koenig to talk some NBA hoops. But a lot of you, hopefully, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Definitely want to talk to you about what's going on in the world of sports. We have two great hockey series going on. Both knotted up at two apiece after a very, very dominant performance from the Blues, winning that one 6-3 over the Sharks. So a lot of great action in hockey. And then the NBA, wow, things just got interesting after Toronto was able to knock off LeBron and company. And I'll tell you what, I thought that Toronto played a tremendous basketball game. And say that the Cavaliers had a bad day, because maybe they did. But just maybe, Biombo and those 26 rebounds and the rest of the Toronto Raptors really took it to heart, and they said, listen, let's go out and let's play a great basketball game. And that's what they did. They protected their home court. It's 2-1. We got a series. On the other side, OKC, they got a shot to really make that thing interesting. Anyways, I'm just getting warmed up. A lot to talk about in the sports world. I didn't even talk about the Preakness. That also happened. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Spring's almost here, and soon it will be mowing season. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about making sure your mower is ready to get the job done this year, right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Since your mower's been sitting idle for the last few months, it will need a little attention before you fire it up this spring. First, remove the spark plug wire before you check the blade for sharpness and balance. If the blade is dull, remove and sharpen it. You can do this yourself or take it to a professional. A dull blade will simply tear the grass instead of making a clean cut, and that can lead to lawn disease. Clean the mower housing inside and out and lubricate all moving parts, including the wheels. Then make sure to install a brand new spark plug and fill the tank with fresh gasoline. Gas that's been sitting in a container or a mower for a few months will potentially gum up the motor. Finally, remember to think safety when you start up the mower to take on the lawn this year. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15. Brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All set. And they're off of the 141st running of the Preakness Stakes. A nice break there for Nyquist. Awesome speed. And Uncle Lino to run with Nyquist early. So Nyquist has inside and outside company with the opening furlong. Down to the inside is Uncle Lino. Awesome speed on the outside is pressing the front into the first turn run, followed by Lauben and Stradivari as they round that turn. And down to the inside we have Abiding Star. Exaggerator is now about 11 lengths from the duelers up ahead. And Fellowship follows that. And it's a big distance back to Cherry Wine, and Lonnie is last of them all. Got to be 25 lengths off a 22-1 opening quarter. Wicked pace indeed. And on the outside, Nyquist going to go on with it. Nyquist takes over from Uncle Lino by a half length. Nyquist now trying to edge away just a bit, but Uncle Lino, a determined foe, and is coming back for more. And Awesome Speed is racing third. Stradivari is fourth. Down to the inside, Exaggerator's on the prowl, and here comes Exaggerator now up the inside, just a length and a half or two off the lead, collected as an outside journey. They're followed by Lauben and Abiding Star and Fellowship. And next is Cherry Wine. Last still is Lonnie. 46 and two, a half mile. 6-1, 11 4/5 of a second. 3 furlongs left to go. And Uncle Lino's grabbed that lead. Nyquist still battling on the outside. Oh, it's been a brutal battle. A quarter to go at Pimlico. Exaggerator switches to the outside and is coming after Nyquist, who turns for home with the lead, but Exaggerator sweeps up on the outside, and so Exaggerator looking to turn the tables on Nyquist, who's down to the rail. In the final furlong of the Preakness, Stradivari's moved to the third. Nyquist laboring, there is Exaggerator, and Kent DeZormer with the 16th pull from Nyquist. Exaggerator in the Preakness turns the tables on Nyquist, who's trying to hang on to second, maybe Cherry Wine there.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. In case you missed it, that was the Preakness. And they say it's the fastest 2 minutes in sports, and maybe it really is the fastest 2 minutes in sports. But I got to say, that dude was really, really awesome on the call, to be honest with you. I don't watch a lot of horse racing because I'm not usually around to watch it. I happen to be around to watch it. The track was a mess. That's for sure. We all know that. Exaggerator hadn't beaten this horse in 4 previous attempts. Gets it done on the 5th try. The 5th time is the charm. A lot of people, maybe even my producer included, think the race should not have been run. I don't know. As far as I know, the show should go on no matter what. It's sort of like when I'm not here, the show goes on without me. It's just the way it happens. You know, when conditions are tough, it's tough for everybody. So it wasn't just tough for Nyquist. It was tough for Exaggerator and all the other horses, too. So I'm not a big fan of that route. And I know money is involved, too. Don't get me wrong. I get it. I understand. It was like a $1.5 million purse for that in general. But there's a lot of money involved in horse racing. We know that. But got to give credit to this athlete. And it's amazing that I'm calling this four-legged animal an athlete. But they are athletes. This thing ran around the track, had the fastest time, beat his nemesis. Got to give Exaggerator some credit. But in general, I was impressed with how the whole thing went down, because I don't really watch that much horse racing. I'm not really that into horse racing. But the excitement from that guy's voice, the excitement of the whole day leading up to that whole event, it is pretty awesome. I got to admit it. It is. but I'm not the biggest horse racing guy. So truth be told, I thought it was cool to see a horse that hadn't beaten a horse four other times get him in the fifth try. It's just the way it goes, man. That's sports. That's why that's why they play the games. Well, that's why they run the races, because you don't know what's going to happen. And this exaggerator put it on and was able to capture a victory. Good job. Congratulations to him and his owners and everybody involved with that horse. The bad thing is a couple horses pass away after racing ahead of Preakness. So that's something to be concerned about too. You put these horses through all kinds of tough positions and situations. And then from whatever happened in those races before, well, it caused them to pass away. So they take a lot of beating too. They take a toll. And it's not so easy to go out there and run those races. So along with some of that greatness that happened yesterday for Exaggerator, there's a little bit of sadness as well. And you have a couple horses that didn't make it through. But truth be told, that was I thought it was a pretty cool race. I really did. I want to move on to the Raptors and Cleveland for a little bit before we take this break. And then we'll get John Poulter, our professor of sports, and I'll talk to him about what's going on in NHL hockey and the playoffs, because those are exciting. They're great. Both series knotted up at 2-2. I hope we get that in the NBA. That much competitiveness. I mean, yeah, there's been some dominating performances in those series, but they're 2-2. Those are good series. That's what people want to see. We want to see six games, seven games. At least I do as a sports fan. I want to see guys compete at the highest level. I want to see the best playing the best. May not have that in hockey right now, but what we are getting is very competitive, good series out of who we have left. And I hope we get that in the NBA. I hope that what Toronto did on Saturday was something that we can look forward to in the next week and maybe say, well, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan have figured things out. And that they're going to be competitive with LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and K Love, who, by the way, it seemed like he was the forgotten man once again. So when we talk about David Blatt and how he was unable to get the most out of these players and this and that and the other, well, Ty Lue forgot about K Love as well. I don't think he played the whole fourth quarter in that game three against Toronto, who played a very good game. Very good. I don't want to take any credit away from what the Raptors did, because the Raptors went out there and the Raptors played basketball. Kyle Lowry looked like Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry was driving to the basket, looking to get fouled, if not, make the bucket or get his teammates involved. He did a really good job of that. He really did. And the ticky-tack fouls that they were calling on Kyle Lowry in the first half were ridiculous. Most of the time, I think, you know, guys are complaining and whatnot about fouling and how they get hacked out there. Kyle Lowry had a couple ticky-tack fouls called on him. They really were ticky-tack. So he had a little bit of a beef. And I understand why the guy was a little bit upset about some of those calls. And then there was a lot of conversation about how he left the floor in game two. Dwayne Casey says that's normal. Dwayne Casey says he does it all the time and did it throughout the regular season. Why is that? You know what happens is the limelight is on you in the playoffs. And people see more of what you do because there's less games to watch. So it gets more put on individuals. And every move you make seems to be that the public eye likes to watch and see. Truth be told, if it's something the guy does all the time, leave it alone. Don't mess with it. As far as I'm concerned, Toronto went out there and dominated and played a fantastic basketball game. And they made Kyrie Irving and K-Love and LeBron James look relatively normal. Just sometimes that's just the way it goes. And I can say that Toronto played a great game, and at the same time, Cleveland played a little bit of a poor game. But that's because of what Toronto was doing. DeMar DeRozan was hitting those shots that he struggled with in Cleveland. And that's the thing also. Those role players and those starters, well, they sometimes play better at home. We all know that. It's just common. It's human nature. You play a little bit better for your own crowd than you do on the road. We all get it. I got to take a quick break. Pause for the cause. On the other side, switch gears, talk some hockey, and John Poulter, my professor of sports. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And it's chipped out by Carlson. And now a chance. Here's a break. And it's in. Scores. This place is going crazy in San Jose. From the faceoff, Nashville plays it out to center. And here's a loose puck. It's Couture. Score. Nashville on a 2-on-2. No shorthanded goals in this series. And here's the steal. Weber's caught. It's a 4-on-1. Back the other way. Shot and stop. Rebound. Scores. Fisher, Neil, Wilson with Yossi and Weber, but it's a 2-on-1. Patrick Marleau back from Couture. Scores.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. case you didn't know, that's some hockey highlights from some of the stuff that's been happening here in the 2016 NHL playoffs. We're down to the final four. Pittsburgh and Tampa Bay. And then on the other side, obviously, San Jose and the St. Louis Blues. And I'll tell you what, both of them are knotted up at 2-2. I've got my professor of sports, John Poulter, to hang out with me and discuss this. And probably a little bit of baseball if he has time for it as well. But, John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints, man. It's a beautiful day from where I'm sitting. The only thing that bothers me is all night long I had my pool working, obviously, and I had my water feature going so strong that it basically got my deck wet all night long, and now I have to fill up my pool once again, and I was just filling it up yesterday because I was using it. But if that's all that bothers me, John, I'm not in that bad of shape.
Well, I'd say you're doing real well. We're sitting here in Toronto, our first long holiday weekend of the year, on Monday being a bank holiday or a civic holiday, and 64 degrees right now, supposedly going to get a little bit warmer. We're looking at 75 tomorrow and Tuesday, so I'm sitting here wondering if maybe summer, maybe, is just around the corner.
Yeah, it might just be for you sooner or later. It's been here for a while for us, and in reality, it hasn't been as hot as it normally is, but, 90s are 90s, 100s are 100s, and it is what it is. We all know where we live, but speaking of knowing what it is, I love talking to you about NHL hockey because you are what I call my professor of sports when discussing this kind of stuff, and these two series are pretty darn good, John. Both of them knotted up at 2-2. There have been some interesting games where, teams didn't show up, but overall, pretty competitive, knotted up at 2-2 in both series.
Yeah, they have, Andy. And quite frankly, I think both series have sort of gone the way that we expected, both in terms of the way the series has been played and the results that we've seen to date. And let's look at the Eastern Conference Final first. And Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh, two very skill-laden teams, two very up-tempo teams, good-paced hockey. I think we expected to see some good offensive hockey there. It's sort of been the battle of the backup goaltenders with the two first-string goaltenders both hurt at the moment. The two young guys, Vasilevskiy for Tampa Bay and the kid that's playing for Pittsburgh, they've both been playing really, really well, certainly have not embarrassed their teams in terms of hanging a bad situation up there in terms of the fact that they're backups. They certainly haven't played like backups. Series is tied at 2. Each team has won one game in the other team's rink, and both teams in that series have had a couple of good games and a couple of bad games, and to your point, perhaps a game where they didn't show up. And looking at the Western Conference, similar situation except for the type of game that we've seen there. When we first chatted about what this series might look like, I think the comment that I made was that we're looking at a 6 or 7 game series, which obviously tied at 2 we are now, and this is kind of like a heavyweight battle. It's two good, strong, physical teams that are playing strong physical hockey, and they've both taken their turns to take it to the other team. And here we are now back in a situation where both series are 2 out of 3. And I was looking at the NHL website this morning, and interestingly enough, this is a stat right from the NHL Public Relations Department. In a best-of-7 series, when a series is tied 2-2, 78% of the time, the winner of Game 5 wins the series. And that takes in 290 wins and 81 losses, so that's a lot of series. The Game 5 winner, I think, holds a big advantage simply because they immediately put pressure on the other team to win Game 6 or go home. So looking forward to a couple of Game 5s in the next couple of evenings.
Yeah, and I think Game 5s are critical in any series that's a 4 out of 7. You look at those numbers, I think, across the board, whether it's hockey or basketball or any sport, baseball, I think the numbers are probably pretty high in favor of that team that does win Game 5. So 78% there. I think it's like 80% in the NBA, something like that. So we know how important Game 5s are. With that being said, John, Can the Lightning overcome the injuries to beat the Penguins? That's my main question I have about that series.
Well, I think they have a very good chance at it. Stroman's been back now for a couple of games. Stamkos would be a great addition to that team if he was to get healthy again, but he doesn't really have an injury. He has a medical problem, and obviously his long-term health has to be front and foremost in terms of Tampa Bay, regardless of how important they see this series. He's got a blood clot issue. He's had surgery for it. I assume that he's in a situation where if he took a hit in the wrong place, it could trigger it again, and we all know how dangerous that could be. So sitting him out, obviously, is the wise thing. But Tampa Bay is a good, young, talented team, lots of young guys that can skate, and in this day and age, that's what the game is all about. And certainly Vasilevsky has not hurt his reputation as a goaltender. And although Ben Bishop has played really, really well for Tampa in this playoff and last year, I don't think Vasilevsky has embarrassed himself or let the team down. So, yes, I think they can overcome the injuries. Pittsburgh, to me, is still a very good team. I think it's a deeper team, certainly a very well-balanced team. I still think Pittsburgh has the edge, and I think that's probably simply because it's a best two out of three now, and two of the games will be at the Consol Energy Center in Pittsburgh. So I would give Pittsburgh the advantage there.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And the other side, San Jose and the St. Louis Blues, the games have been a little bit more lopsided. We know that. They've had one real competitive game where was game one, where it was 2-1, and then games two and three, both the Sharks dominant in their performance, 4-0 and 3-0, and then the Blues kind of throw it back at them in game four, and they put it on them 6-3. What would it mean to either the Blues or the Sharks if they were to make the finals?
Well, it's something that's never happened in terms of winning the Stanley Cup. Neither team has ever won the Stanley Cup. So whichever team advances has a chance to make team history. The Blues have been in the finals, I believe, four times in their history. They were one of the original expansion teams for the 67-68 season. They got to the finals the first 3 years because they won the Western Division, as it was called in those days, but clearly it was the expansion division and was no match for the traditional six league. Lost in four games to Montreal, four games to Boston, and then I believe they were out of it finals-wise until the early 2000s. That's always been a good team, and St. Louis has been a team in recent years that is grossly underachieved in the playoffs. They've been great regular season teams, and then they haven't done very well in the playoffs. San Jose has had a very unusual season. They've been a much better team away from San Jose than they have at home, and we've touched on this a couple of times. And I think that perhaps gives San Jose the advantage, because I think San Jose is a better team in St. Louis than St. Louis is in San Jose, notwithstanding the performance we saw last night from the Blues, who, as you mentioned, jumped out to a very quick 4-0 lead and then just kind of coasted for the third period. I think San Jose just had a bad game last night. I still think that San Jose probably is a better team, and it would never surprise me if San Jose came back and won the next two to go on to the finals. So if you're looking for my thoughts in terms of who might hold the advantage there, I'd say while I said Pittsburgh had the advantage in the East because of the home ice, I would say San Jose, in my opinion, has the advantage in the West because I believe they're a better road team than the Blues are.
So from what I'm hearing, it sounds like you think it's going to wind up being Pittsburgh playing San Jose for the Cup.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I'm looking right now, Andy. And, to get back to this Game 5 stat, it's 78% all time. But interestingly, this year in Game 5s, there's been 12 of the series so far have had Game 5s, and it's six home wins, six road wins. So it doesn't get any tighter than that, and that's a long way from 78%. So are we seeing a bit of a swing? Hard to tell, but I think with the situations we have now, yeah, I'd be looking at San Jose and Pittsburgh.
Sounds good. Hey, do you have time to hang out with me a little longer and talk some baseball on the other side? Because we got to get involved with a couple of different things with what happened with Toronto, and I want to get your feelings about Batista and that whole thing. So
yeah.
Do you have some time?
Yeah, I'd love to stick around.
Sounds good. So John Poulter breaking it down as far as what's happening in the NHL hockey playoffs. On the other side, we're going to get into baseball. And what I really want to talk to you about is those unwritten rules, John, and who they apply to and who they don't apply to. Flipping of the bat, that kind of stuff. Are they different for Albert Pujols versus Batista or anybody else for that matter? But keep it close. It's Norfolk Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'll be right back with John Poulter on the other side. Keep it close.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
1-2 pitch. Little lazy pop-up. Long run for Corey Hart. Can he get there? He slides and he's got it. And the ball game is over. Trevor Hoffman saves number 601. Three up, three down. And the Brewers sweep a doubleheader from the Mets. Great catch from Corey Hart in right center to end it.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. A little bit of Brian Adams for you, John Poulter. Obviously, the connection there, we all know about the Canadian connection. So that's for you, but obviously a little bit of baseball to transition into where we're going, which is to talk some Major League Baseball. And I'll start right away. I mean, it happened. We've had some time to kind of think about it now with what happened in Toronto with Batista. And look, I don't really understand the unwritten rules of baseball. And I'll be honest, I don't think I ever will understand the unwritten rules of baseball, John Poulter.
I don't think any of us will. This situation with the Blue Jays in Texas and Bautista in Texas is starting to become rather ugly. Unfortunately or unfortunately, the teams do not play each other again during the 2016 regular season. So if we're going to see round three of this, it's going to be in the postseason. And I guess as a Blue Jay fan, I'd have to say that's good news, because right now they're not looking like they're a postseason team for a number of reasons. And, you know, before I comment on this, you know, I got to make full disclosure here. I'm a Blue Jay fan, and I see a lot of games because of where I live and the fact that I'm a season ticket holder, and we get all of the games on TV. So I respect the fact that, you know, everybody has their opinion, and probably my opinion is somewhat biased here because of where I live. But I'm not a huge Jose Bautista fan. The guy does a very good job for the Blue Jays. I think he's a little arrogant. I think he's asking for way too much money, but, you know, what athlete in today's day and age isn't asking for too much money? But, you know, let's look at this sort of on a big picture basis. And this all goes back to the seventh inning of Game 5 of the championship division series last year between the two teams. And in the seventh inning, Bautista hits a massive three-run homer. I mean, there's no doubt that the thing was parked from the second it left his bat. Put the Blue Jays in the lead after they had given up the lead in a rather bizarre top of the seventh inning. And he did flip his bat. It was a very exaggerated bat flip. And whether you're a fan of bat flips or you're not a fan of bat flips, and I could kind of take them or leave them, it was a very interesting situation because it was a key home run at a key time in a key game. So here we have a situation where a guy shows his emotion by putting his team ahead in a deciding game, and he flips a bat. This is not a three-run homer in a 15-2 game in June. This
right.
is a whole different scenario. So I'm not so sure that if the tables had been reversed, I'm not so sure that Texas, one of their sluggers, might not have done the same thing. We don't know, but obviously it created an issue. Then we played we had seven games between Texas and the Blue Jays, four in Toronto, three in Texas last weekend. And Texas waited until the last at-bat of the seventh game of this season series before they decided to, quote, pay back. Now, Bautista used the word gutless. Manager John Gibbons used the word. I believe he used the word gutless, too, but strange was another word that he used. I did find it a little bit odd. But at the end of the day, I think what the Rangers have to look at is their pitcher grooved one that Bautista hit. And that's not the first time it's happened. It's not the last time it's happened. It'll happen many times between teams other than Texas and the Blue Jays. So then we had a situation where Bautista's at first base, obviously, after being hit. The next hitter hits a ground ball to the shortstop. They try the 6-4-3 double play. Bautista slides hard into second base, and he pops up, and Odor certainly turns around very quickly, pushes him twice, and then out of nowhere gives him a haymaker on the left cheek. I don't know how anybody defends themselves against that. You certainly don't expect it. And if you watch the replay on that play carefully, you can see that one of the reasons that Bautista slid low was because when Odor came up to throw to first base, he was not coming over the top. He was coming sideways. And at that point, I don't think Bautista had any option but to go low.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the rules change based on who is flipping the bat? I mean, for instance, if Albert Pujols flips a bat, is it different than Bautista flipping his bat? Have they earned different types of stripes? Has Albert Pujols put in that many more years? Does he have more street cred? What's the difference? Why do the rules seem to change based on who the person is versus what they're doing?
Well, I think in the comparison that you make, Pujols and Bautista, it's a great comparison because you're looking at two guys who essentially have the same job. They're the key hitter, key power hitter on their respective teams. In terms of Major League service, I guess Pujols has more Major League service, certainly as a star, than Bautista does. So Pujols gets a little bit of slack, I guess, from that standpoint. But I think part of it, Andy, is the reputation that these guys have. I don't see Pujols play as often as I see Bautista play, for obvious reasons. But
right.
To me, Pujols seems to have a little bit more credibility with the opposition. He has a little bit more credibility and respect from the umpires simply because of the way that he behaves. Bautista is not liked by the opposition for whatever reasons, and one of them is probably the bat flip. And he's not liked by the umpires because every time there's a ball an inch outside or an inch high, he's complaining about it. And we all know that after a while, that tends to wear thin and the umpires no longer give you the benefit of the doubt. So
sure.
Bautista is somewhat of a marked man from those two aspects. And I think on that basis, yes, there are different rules for players like Bautista than there are for players like Pujols. And it's really not unlike hockey, Andy, when you look at, somebody makes a questionable hit. If it's a guy that's a well-respected hockey player, he probably gets the benefit of the doubt. If it's Matt Cook, it's an automatic 2 minutes. If it's a Sean Avery, it's an automatic 2 minutes. Every sport, a guy kind of generates a reputation, and he kind of lives on that reputation in terms of what his teammates, the fans, the opposition, and perhaps most importantly, the umpires and or referees, how they deal with him. And I think Bautista is in that situation. If he's on your team, you like him because he's pounding home runs and he's making great plays from right field. If he's on the other team, you think he's just a pain in the rear end.
Well, just from what you said there, where does Bryce Harper fit in all this then? What's his spot?
Right now, I think he's on the Bautista side for the things we discussed last week. But, let's not lose sight of the fact that he's 22 or 23 years old, and he's relatively new in the league, and he's still a very young man. Some will say he's still a kid. And I think Jeff made the comment last week that he thinks that in 5 or 6 years, Harper will mature into a solid baseball player and probably have an awful lot of respect. It's probably a little early, in my opinion, to pass judgment on Harper, but I believe if he continues down the road that we've seen in the last 2 or 3 years, I think he's going to find himself in a Bautista situation, and that's unfortunate because, as you know, along with Mike Trout, I believe that he's probably the best talent in the game today.
Let's take a look at some of the ups and downs and this and that and whatever else going on in Major League Baseball, too. Now, as you alluded to, Toronto struggling right now a little bit. But with that being said, they're only 7 games back of first place in that division in the East, American League East. And let's be honest, in 1 week's time, it could totally change in that whole division. But what about teams like Minnesota, who last year obviously came out of the woodwork? They're pathetic this year, already 20 games under 500. Detroit still struggling, even though they're only 4.5 games out, but they're under 500. Kansas City, a lot of people expect them to finally kind of fall down a little bit. They are falling down a little bit, but still kind of, nicking away at it, and they're a couple games over 500. Houston, a little bit of a disappointment, if you will, from what they did last year. So let's start there. What do you think of some of those teams?
Well, let's look at the Blue Jays first. Yes, they with the loss yesterday, which really they didn't deserve to lose, and I felt very badly for Jay Happ. Guy was on cruise control through the 7th inning, and then it all kind of fell apart on him in the 8th inning, and then the bullpen came in and gave up a 3-run homer, and that was it, ball game. So with the Yankees on a 4-game winning streak, the Yankees have now passed the Blue Jays. They're 6.5 out. The Blue Jays are 7 out. We've all talked about the Blue Jays hitting and how they were a great hitting team last year, and I think this is probably the Achilles heel that we're looking at right now. 1-run ball games. The Blue Jays are 4-10. You'd have to think with a batting order and an arsenal like that they would be a better team than 4-10. If you flip that around and say they're 10-4, That gives them six more wins. That gives them 27 wins. Right now, the Orioles are leading that division with 26. So
yeah.
All they got to do is get this thing rolling. Tulowitzki is starting to make some progress, but saw an interesting stat on Friday night when they were playing the Twins. Lifetime, I believe, against left-handers, he's something like 314 or 320. This year, he's 115. That has got to tell you that there's something wrong somewhere. I don't see Troy Tulowitzki hitting along the Mendoza line all season. He's got to get better. Bautista's got to get better. Donaldson's got to get hot. If they can maintain their pitching, I still think the Blue Jays have a great chance. Moving to the Central, the Tigers, yeah, they, you know, we've talked about this before, too, that, you know, they may have seen their window open and close. Cleveland, Kansas City, and the White Sox are all ahead of them now, but, you know, the White Sox are starting to come back to the pack a little bit. You know, they have not had the best last 10 games. You know, they're starting to come back to that division a little bit now. The Indians only a game and a half behind. The Royals only 2.5 behind. So I think that's going to be an interesting race. The Twins, I think we all knew they overachieved last year. I'm not sure we appreciated how much they overachieved. I know this comment's going to hurt you, but I think they're this year's Milwaukee
Brewers.
They've done exactly the same this year as the Brewers did last year after the Brewers showed promise 2 years ago. The Astros are like the Blue Jays. They're 5-10 in one-run games. And, you know, with the power and the hitting and the depth that that team has, who would have thought that they would have gone 5-10 in one-run games? And their pitching hasn't been good. I mean, Keuchel was unbeatable last year, and this year he's very ordinary. So I think that's probably a big piece of it. And then, you know, you go to the National League, and on the other side, we kind of wonder how the Philadelphia Phillies are doing it. Well, the Phillies are 14-3 in one-run games and 4-0 in extra inning games. So
yeah.
They're 18-3 in games that matter. So, you know, they're coming along nicely. Couple of times you've asked me about the National League West and what would it take for somebody to get ahead, and I've said somebody needs to go on a 10 of 12 or a 15 of 20 streak, and that's exactly where we are. I looked this morning at the standings today compared to the 30th of April, and in the month of May, the Giants are 14-6, which is pretty close to 15-5. The Dodgers are 9-10, and that's exactly what's happened. The Giants have now opened up a 4.5 game lead over the Dodgers, and surprisingly, the Rockies in second place at 500, and who would have thought that? So,
yeah.
Team that's really going in the dumper in the National League to me is the Reds. They're just brutal. I mean, they've got the worst statistics of many statistics. And the worst one that I can see is that they're 6-24 in night games. And, you know, I just have to wonder how long Brian Price survives there. You know, it's not necessarily his fault because they've stripped that team down. But at the end of the day, his record isn't all that good. And, you know, if you want to talk about guys getting the heave-ho for the wrong reason, I got to feel sorry for Freddy Gonzalez. I mean, the front office stripped that team brutally.
Yeah.
And he gets let go because they're not playing well. And quite frankly, that team is so poor. I'm not sure if Bobby Cox, as the manager, and Sparky Anderson as bench coach could do any better than Gonzalez did with that bunch.
Hey, great stuff, John. Awesome stuff today. Really appreciate you taking time out and doing a couple of segments with me. Have a great day. We'll catch up next week.
My pleasure as always. It was a lot of fun, as it always is. And have a good week, and we'll look forward to chatting next weekend.
It's great stuff. John Poulter, my professor of sports, hanging out, NHL hockey, and Major League Baseball. Keep it close. It's Dorfont Sports. I'll be back to wrap up this hour here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for hanging out, talking some NHL hockey playoffs and then Major League Baseball. Getting the skinny on what he thought about that whole Bautista incident with Texas. Ugly, that's all I can say. Definitely ugly. But I think those unwritten rules of baseball are just ridiculous, to be honest with you. I've been hearing about it for 40 some odd years now, and I don't know, man. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't think I'll ever understand them, and I don't know why the rules are different for different players. If they're unwritten rules, they're unwritten rules. They shouldn't be different for different players. That's my humble opinion on it. And then, obviously, those NHL hockey series, man, those are great. 2-2, you can't ask for much better than that. You really can't. I'm just hoping that the NBA can get the same type of stuff happening. And Toronto did a good job of starting that, getting that first victory under their belt, 2-1 against mighty King LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's see if OKC can do the same thing. Get a lead in that series, actually, maybe. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be back with hour number two, which will be right on the horizon. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
USA Radio News with Joe Gomez.
New reports indicate search crews may have located the black boxes from an Egyptair jetliner that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea. Egyptian government sources told CBS News the flight data recorders have been found as recovery efforts continue. Meanwhile, French investigators say the doomed airliner sent a series of electronic alerts about smoke in the cabin moments before the plane went down. Aviation experts say the messages do not specify what may have caused that smoke. Donald Trump says he has ideas on how to take on ISIS, but would rather not talk about it.
I'm so tired of watching these
politicians get up and say exactly what they're going to do with ISIS. And in the meantime, ISIS sits back and they laugh and they go out and they prepare for it.
Trump tells Fox News, Fox and Friends, there has to be some unpredictability. The likely GOP presidential nominee slammed Obama for announcing how many troops are being deployed overseas and to where because he thinks it puts targets on their backs. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The Memorial Day weekend signals the start of summer travel season for many Americans. Travel expert Janine Tornatore with Orbitz.com has a rundown of this year's most popular places.
Our number one book destination is Las Vegas. That's followed by Orlando, Miami, Chicago, Washington, D.C. We also have Los Angeles, San Diego, New York, and San Francisco on our top 10 list.
She says the good news is that airfares are down 8% from last year, and hotel rates are down about 6%. With gas prices holding steady, more families may be planning road trips to national parks this summer. A Mexican drug lord is headed back to the U.S. Mexico's Ministry of Foreign Affairs agreed yesterday to extradite Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to Texas, where he's facing multiple charges, including murder and conspiracy. Guzman also faces drug charges in California. Mexican officials say assurances from the U.S. have been made that Guzman will not face the death penalty. He is the head of the Sinaloa cartel and was arrested in January after slipping out of a maximum security prison. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Likely GOP nominee Donald Trump lands a highly coveted endorsement from the NRA. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Second Amendment is on the ballot in November.
The NRA endorsing the likely Republican presidential nominee.
The only way to save our Second Amendment is to vote for a person that you all know named Donald Trump, okay?
That's Trump speaking at the NRA's national convention in Kentucky, where he got a big cheer when he vowed to do away with gun-free zones in America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Michigan man accused of killing six people in a shooting spree last February will stand trial. A district court judge ruled Friday there's enough evidence against Jason Dalton to hold him for trial. Dalton is charged with six counts of murder for the rampage that took place in Kalamazoo. He told police he was possessed by the Uber app on his cell phone at the time of the shootings. At Friday's hearing, Dalton had to be dragged from the courtroom after he started shouting about people with black bags. Americans are being urged to learn how to spot and prevent strokes before they happen. May is National Stroke Month.
Every 40 seconds in the United States, somebody is going to have a stroke. Every 4 minutes, somebody is going to die. It is now the fifth leading cause of death in the United States. And it is the number one cause for adult onset disability.
Dr. Cheryl Martin Child is director of the stroke program at Tulane Medical Center. If people know how to spot the signs of a stroke, they can identify symptoms and call 911 to get the diagnosis. I'm Joe Gomez, USA Radio News. For more breaking news, check out westernjournalism.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. The Preakness happened on Saturday. The Raptors won a game 3 on Saturday. NHL hockey playoffs. Well, the Blues really took it to the Sharks on Saturday as well. And I'll tell you what. A lot of other things happening in the sports world, like Major League Baseball, and the unwritten rules of Major League Baseball, that I honestly don't understand. I don't want to understand them, to be honest with you. I don't care about them. I think they're stupid. I really do. But the NBA playoffs are exciting, very exciting. You know, you got the Toronto Raptors getting themselves back into things against the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James. And you have OKC knotted up 1-1 with the team that won 73 ball games and the most in the NBA. So I would say we got ourselves some pretty good stuff happening in the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. A lot going on in the sports world. Like I said, if you want to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up. Let's talk sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'll be right back, everybody.
Spring's almost here, and soon it will be mowing season. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about making sure your mower is ready to get the job done this year, right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Since your mower's been sitting idle for the last few months, it will need a little attention before you fire it up this spring. First, remove the spark plug wire before you check the blade for sharpness and balance. If the blade is dull, remove and sharpen it. You can do this yourself or take it to a professional. A dull blade will simply tear the grass instead of making a clean cut, and that can lead to lawn disease. Clean the mower housing inside and out and lubricate all moving parts, including the wheels. Then make sure to install a brand new spark plug and fill the tank with fresh gasoline. Gas that's been sitting in a container or a mower for a few months will potentially gum up the motor. Finally, remember to think safety when you start up the mower to take on the lawn this year. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Durant drives across the lane, long strides, and gets the roll. Durant trying to get the foul, knocks it down. Tie game. Durant gets past Anderson, and Ginobili called for the reach. Ginobili lost it. Raiders with a steal. Durant inside!
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. And if you didn't know, that was KD. Obviously, what he does is he makes buckets, and he's keeping the Oklahoma City Thunder definitely in the race against Golden State Warriors. And when I think about it, I think about Russell Westbrook, really. He's the key, man, and I hate to say this. It's so funny. We're so critical about how this guy goes about his business and how he handles himself in ball games, and I'm even critical. I think he doesn't make great decisions late in ball games. However, with that being said, for about a 5-game stretch, the dude looked like somebody else. In the last game, not so much. Steph Curry kind of got the best of everybody, let's face it. Let's be honest. Steph Curry was the man. He scored a span of, 12, 15 points in maybe a minute or 2 minutes, something along those lines. So he's a baller, man. He's a flat-out baller. He's a great scorer. We know that. But I think you have to take each individual possession, and you have to break them down. And Steph Curry and Westbrook has to go out there and stop him 4 out of 5 times. And see, that's also something that people don't really think about much. Russell Westbrook not only has to play offense, but he also plays defense on Steph Curry. Steph Curry doesn't play defense on Russell Westbrook. He just wouldn't be able to do it. That's what they've got Harrison Barnes, Andre Iguodala, some of those other guys to do. It would be darn near impossible for Steph Curry to go out and have the offensive effectiveness that he does if he had to go play 48 minutes or 40 minutes, whatever it is, of defense on Russell Westbrook. So think about what Westbrook does. Westbrook plays against Steph Curry, and he has that kind of ability on the offensive end. Guy's pretty unbelievable. He really is. He's special. The thing he has to do better is late in ball games, he needs to make better decisions with the basketball. And that really means pass the ball to Kevin Durant. And on that note, Kevin Durant needs to take better care of the basketball. I'm seeing Kevin Durant do things that I don't normally see Kevin Durant do. Kevin Durant's turning the ball over late in ball games. And I'm noticing that a lot when I watch the NBA playoffs in general. Guys are trying to pass the ball maybe a little too much. Maybe a little too unselfish at times. I noticed that big time against with Cleveland and Toronto. However, Cleveland was never really in that basketball game. But they were passing the ball way too much. Guys had open looks, and they were not taking those shots. Instead, they're trying to get a better shot, making one more pass. And ultimately, that either wound up in a turnover or another missed shot. The point is take that shot when you have an opening. Don't take a shot when you got a hand in your mug. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And that's what KD has been doing a little bit of, turning the ball over. And again, we're very, very critical of what Russell Westbrook does with the basketball late in ball games. The guy's leading the NBA in assists, by the way, for the playoffs, just to mention that. But yet again, we want to decide and criticize and say that he makes terrible decisions. I think they're best when he's in attack mode. Hate to say it, but it's the flat-out truth. They're the best when Russell Westbrook wants to take the ball and drive to the basket. What does he need to do then? He needs to either pass the ball or take that shot, obviously, if he's open. But don't force it. And you've seen so many times for all these guys, like Kyrie Irving, that elbow jumper at the free throw line. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be there for Russell Westbrook, too. Russell, he has that shot every time down the floor if he wants it. But you have to keep your other guys involved. And ultimately, that's kind of the difference when you think about what happened for both Cleveland and OKC in Game 2. Game 2, they went away from what worked in Game 1. Game 1, they passed the ball around and got it to the open man, and the open guy was making shots. And it made Russell Westbrook look like a genius because he's either going to get all the credit or he's going to get all the hate. I'd lean way more toward the credit side than the hate side. He's basically a triple-double waiting to happen every time out there on the floor. Can't say that about a lot of players. He and LeBron, basically. That's who's left in the playoffs that could be a walking triple-double every single game. LeBron James and Russell Westbrook. But yet Steph Curry is the two-time reigning MVP, and this past one unanimously. I'm not questioning it. I'm just making that well known that LeBron James and Russell Westbrook, well, they're the MVP of their team as well. But it's almost like a co-MVP on the Oklahoma City Thunder with Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. I think it's pretty interesting, though. You know, the Cavaliers played fantastic at home. On the road, those shots weren't falling for Kevin Love or Kyrie Irving for the most part. And the role players didn't play as big of a part either. That is so usual. That's so common when you talk about players that are your role players and play significant minutes and do significant things on their home floor. Put them on the road and they're different. I don't know what it is. It's, you know, the surroundings aren't exactly the same. You don't look up in the crowd and see those normal faces that you see. And you have people probably screaming different things at you than normal, too. But the bottom line is people just play better at home for the most part. And they seem to struggle on the road. Steph Curry, a guy that doesn't need a lot of space. He can make it happen on the road or at home. Doesn't make a difference to that guy. I'll be interested to see, really interested to see how OKC responds to the beatdown that they took. I mean, Golden State put up 118. And that's the thing. I mentioned this a while back. And we'll have Shane Koenig in a while, 15 minutes or so, to talk to him about the NBA and what he thinks of all this. But I said I thought that defense was going to be a huge part of this series. And the only way that Oklahoma City had a real shot was to go out there and play better defense than, obviously, than the Golden State Warriors. And the Golden State Warriors can play defense. They really can. They held OKC to 91. And OKC doesn't really score 100 points that often. They really don't. That's not really who they are. So they've got to go out there, and they've got to go out there and play better defense. Much better defense. I hear that music. It means I got to take a quick pause for the cause, as I can kind of sometimes get wrapped up in just talking to myself about the world of sports. It's great, man. It's awesome. But truth be told, hopefully we got two really good series in the NBA. Hopefully that Toronto turned the corner with that victory. And hopefully OKC can get a big victory in Game 3 as well. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be back on the other side talking about whatever comes to my head. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Durant in traffic. Westbrook. Bang! Durant for three. Bang! Durant pushes. Finds Ibaka. Durant knocks it down. He's got 20. This keeps pouring it on. Durant, count it and one. Blocked by Ibaka. Picked up by Westbrook. Westbrook to Durant and the finish. Oh, a huge turnaround.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Westbrook, Durant. They're going to need a lot of that. They really are. Helter skelter. Up and down that floor. Up and down basketball. That's what it's going to be. Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors are going to be running up and down, trying to get those threes and pass the ball and have that great ball movement that they usually do. OKC is going to try to slow them down a little bit. That's the only way that they can stop or slow them down. You can't stop them. It's the only way you can slow them down a little bit. And now we're getting down to maybe five more games because it's 1-1. Someone has an opportunity to go up 2-1 after today, obviously, this evening. And by the way, live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Love thoughts, love opinions, want to hear what's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter, by the way, as well, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. But truth be told, there's five games maybe left in this series. Maybe four games left in the other series, Cleveland and Toronto. And it's hard for me to fathom how the Golden State Warriors could potentially lose three out of the next five games. They didn't do that all year long. So it's difficult to think that they're going to do something that's not characteristic of what they do. They're a good basketball team. I mean, they're a very good basketball team. So does OKC have the goods to figure out how to beat this team three out of five times? That is the magical question at this point. It is a puzzle that nobody has been able to put together this year. But with that being said, Oklahoma City also beat Golden State and San Antonio, not once, but twice on their home floor. So they beat teams that nobody else were able to beat throughout the whole season. Three times in a span of like 2 weeks. So if there is a team that's capable of pulling something as miraculous as this off, I've got to think it's Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Steven Adams, Serge Ibaka, and the rest of those Oklahoma City Thunder players to go out there and put it together. And with that being said, I was really critical about Billy Donovan, and I wasn't so hyped up about him being their coach because I kind of like Scottie Brooks. I really did. I thought that guy was fantastic. And I kind of felt like, he's getting a raw deal here because, you know, you got these two great superstars and they haven't been able to get it done. But a lot of times you have to go through those lumps. Those, I call them growing pains. You got to go through those growing pains and learn how to win first. Michael did the same thing. Magic did the same. Larry, Isaiah, you name it. All the greats that have been great, well, they got there somehow. They learned, and they got to be great because they kept working really hard. And I felt kind of like maybe Oklahoma City gave up on Scottie Brooks. But I'll tell you what, I have absolutely been floored by what this guy has done. Billy Donovan has been awesome. And when it really hit me was the other day, game one. when he went into that halftime and they were losing bad game one, because that's the game they stole, not game two. Game two, they got crushed. But I think that was all about complacency, to be honest with you. They already had game one, so they didn't really put as much into game two. And they didn't play that great in game one either, to be honest with you. They played a great second half, yes. And that's what I'm talking about with Billy Donovan. At halftime of game one, his speech was something along the lines of, we've been here before, and we can do this. Let's just put possessions together, play better defense. But the message was, we've been here before. We have had failure before, and we have rebounded, and we have been able to come back from that. So why in the world would we think that we're not capable once again in the same situation where we have failed for 24 minutes, but yet we have 24 more where we can go out and make amends for everything that happened in those previous 24 minutes? That's why I think every single possession is like its own game. And if you can make it that small and that simple, then the game moves that much slower. And it's crazy because I never really thought about this when I was playing games. But as I coach now and I see things a lot differently, it makes me understand how Billy Donovan is like a well-oiled machine, and yet he's just brand new at being in the NBA. It's because of this is the way that he goes about it, whether it was college, high school, or professional. And he has got these players believing in the system and themselves. And I'll tell you what, that's a dangerous combination when you have stars like Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. If you get them to buy into what you're selling, the sky is absolutely the limit. It really is. That's why I go back to 3 out of 5 games. Can they beat Golden State 3 out of 5? I don't think so. But maybe they could. Maybe. And the way it happens is Russell Westbrook, being Russell Westbrook, be in attack mode. That is when you're the best. That is when you make everybody else better. Even though you have your lumps along the way, you make some bad decisions. You're the best when you're in attack mode, Russell Westbrook. You are the best that way. Kevin Durant knows it. Billy Donovan knows it. Serge knows it. Steven Adams definitely benefits from it. He gets set up for alley-oops and dunks left and right when you're in attack mode. Interesting stat I heard too. Russell Westbrook in game one on 28 possessions against Stephen Curry held him to only 5 field goals made. So out of 28 times, he was only successful 5 times. That means 23 times he failed. Russell Westbrook is huge to the success of the Oklahoma City Thunder winning ball games. And that's where I was talking about. Each individual possession is like its own little game. 28 times he went up against Steph Curry. 23 of the 28, he was successful in what he was trying to do. 5 times Steph Curry was successful. A lot to think about there. A lot more going on in these games than just the actual game. And again, I didn't think about things along these ways until I became a coach myself. I'm coaching tennis. I'm not coaching basketball, but it's similar in the sense that every point I play on the tennis court is like its own little match. And I'm trying to win that individual point to get me to the next point. Sports in general are so similar. They really are. It's amazing how similar they are. But to be the best, you got to go out and beat the best. So you have Oklahoma City, who has the opportunity to go out there and win 3 out of 5 games against a team that won 73 games, which nobody else has done before. Welcome the challenge. That's what I would say. Welcome the challenge. And then on the other hand, it's the first time Kevin Love lost a basketball game in the playoffs. They went back to being who they are, by the way. They didn't play K-Love. I don't think he played a minute in the fourth quarter. I really don't think he did. So all that talk about David Blatt and how he doesn't know how to manage these egos and this and that and the other, maybe Ty Lue blew it yesterday as well. Saturday just wasn't his day, and he blew it, man. He had a bad day. Cleveland had a bad day, but Toronto capitalized on that bad day. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be back on the other side talking more sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting and building this treasure. Please check out sportsbyline.com/funding and watch the video. In appreciation for your help, we'll send you a special commemorative collection of interviews. Also, tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve and grow the library for today's sports fans and those in the future. That's sportsbyline.com/funding, and thanks for your help.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, man. Tons of things happening all the time. Things are happening. NHL hockey playoffs. Great stuff. Great stuff. 2-2 in both those series. Anybody want to talk about it? I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. NBA playoffs. They got a little bit better. They really did. I haven't really been that overly excited about what's happened. Yeah, I've seen some good performances, but they haven't been special. Maybe they'll start to get special now. Maybe Toronto, you know what? As much as they have taken from everybody about they can't win, they can't do this and that, and you know what? They've only been a disappointment when it comes to the playoffs. I think they've turned the corner. I really do. They may not beat Cleveland. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're going to go out and win. But I think they've turned the corner in the sense of now they're a team that they're not necessarily a pushover anymore. Kyle Lowry has shown us why I guess he's an all-star. I had my doubts about him. I always have my doubts about guys who are short in the NBA. It's tough. When you're a guard, a point guard, and you're like 6 feet tall, and you're going up against guys who are 6'4", 6'5", like a Russell Westbrook, for instance, if he had to go up against him. But even still, Kyrie Irving is taller than him and makes things more difficult. He's going to get a contested shot more often than not, Kyle Lowry, that is. But my point usually is that it's tough for guys like that. Isaiah Thomas is another guy. When that's your best player and you have to rely on 30-foot jumpers all the time, I don't really like your chances that much. So I've had my doubts about Kyle Lowry. But I'll tell you what, he answered a lot of them. He really has. He's answered a lot of my questions. And the biggest one that he's had, or the biggest question I wondered about this guy was, does he have the heart? He absolutely has the heart. That guy gives it all. I will give him that. He gives everything he's got. Is it enough, though, against a guy like LeBron James? I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't. And DeMar DeRozan had his game going pretty well. And when those two guys are playing well, Toronto's going to play well. But I found it interesting to see how K-Love became a ghost once again. And it had nothing to do with David Blatt or him not fitting in or anything. It was this is Ty Lue and his club. But I really don't know. I don't think he played a minute in that fourth quarter. Let's bring on my tag team partner in crime who decided to join into the party here a little bit. I'm glad you did, and I'm kind of calling you out a little bit because Cleveland looks so fantastic at home, and we're all talking about, you know, breaking records and this and that. They're one game away, and they're the favorite now, and everybody started drinking that Cavalier Kool-Aid, me included, I'll be honest. But, Jeff, they got thumped yesterday by a very hungry and ready-to-play Toronto Raptor basketball team. And, by the way, thanks for joining me for a few minutes. Appreciate it, brother.
Hey, it's good to be here. I'm up in the high country in Arizona. Just got off the horse and figured I'd give you a call. I'm a little bit humbled by the Cavaliers' performance on Saturday night. But you know what? Not a lot of teams go 16-0 in the playoffs. This is the first time that Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and LeBron James have lost a postseason game together. Granted, they didn't play against the stiffest of competition a year ago. And, you know, Toronto was a worthy team. You got to remember, this team in the regular season, and I know that once we're this deep into the playoffs, we almost forget about that first 6 months of the season. But this is a team that was a very good team in the East, you know, just not the caliber of, you know, the star-studded Cavaliers. And, you know, that place was a snake pit, the Air Canada Center. I'm really proud. I'm actually happy to see a little bit of parity, that it's not going to be a boring cakewalk through the playoffs for the Cavaliers. Now, if they don't come out hungry in Game 4, they might show that they're in trouble, even if they're able to escape and get out of the East. They get to that Western Conference opponent, and it's going to be a different story. I think they know that no matter what. You know, part of this might be getting that loss out of your system, but this team said they didn't want to lose.
How did Biombo just go absolutely berserk down low and just manhandle everybody on the boards? That's usually what Tristan Thompson does, to be honest with you. He's usually a man among boys. Biombo was fantastic.
Oh, no doubt. The Raptors' philosophy for that for Game 3 was to stop letting the Cavaliers play inside out and force them to play outside in, see if they're going to start missing jumpers, and sure enough, they did. This was on a runaway for Toronto until the fourth quarter. At one point, I believe it was like 75-67, and it was just, you're kind of holding your breath, saying, "Hey, maybe Kevin Love will wake up. Maybe these shots will fall." Kevin Love, I'll be honest. This is a knock that people put on LeBron James' entire career. Kevin Love, we've never really seen him in a clutch situation. Even a year ago, he goes down in Game 4 against the Celtics in the opening round. So we haven't seen him play any big games since he was at UCLA, to be honest with you.
We had J.R. Smith and we had LeBron James show up for your Cleveland Cavaliers yesterday, and pretty much everybody else was a no-show. Kevin Love, who you're talking about, was one of nine shooting from the floor last night. Also played only 29 minutes, and let me ask you, how did he get lost in the shuffle in the fourth quarter? How does he not play a minute in the fourth quarter?
I think he disappears. I think once he's gone, Ty Lue just kind of takes him out of the rotation, and that's why you don't see Kevin Love disappears better than Houdini ever did. And that's not a knock on him. It's just, he's not very athletic. He's got a certain skill set, and it doesn't apply to 48 minutes of the game, and I think that we saw that play out. Now, Ty Lue's got to figure that out. Ty Lue's got to come back in Game 4. He's got to motivate his guys to play, say, hey, apparently your doo-doo stinks just like everyone else's does, and that's what we saw in Game 3, with the exception of, like you said, LeBron and JR. So, and Kevin Love's got to figure himself out. Kevin Love's got to figure out if he's going to be, if he's going to be an elite player to be part of a big three on a championship contending team.
I just find it interesting that Games 1 and 2, they're moving the ball great. K-Love is huge in everything that's happening in Games 1 and 2. He has a bad shooting day, and you want to talk about bad shooting days, Kyrie Irving was pathetic. 3 of 19, he had 13 points, but it took 19 shots to get 13 points. So those two guys both didn't show up, but for some reason, Kyrie Irving is still on the floor and K-Love is not.
I think that they look at Kyrie Irving as, a poor man's Dwayne Wade in this system in Cleveland. And they allow him to try to figure it out, because when Kevin Love is lost, Kevin Love is just useless. You might as well play 4-on-5 if you can't get Kevin Love to play his game properly. Kyrie Irving, I think that they give him the luxury of time to figure it out. And it takes a little bit away from LeBron on the, LeBron's ability to get to the hole. But, let's give some Toronto some credit. These guys stepped up on defense. Like you said, Biombo just pulled out the Tristan Thompson card and was just that guy for Toronto. Like I said, I'm not really bitter. There's no sour grapes over this. And in fact, I'm kind of glad to see Toronto pull out a game just to show that there's a pulse outside of Cleveland in the Eastern Conference in the NBA.
Well, if they win another game, there's more than just a pulse. Then it's reality, and I got to say, at that point, the pressure definitely shifts gears, and it goes definitely back on the back of LeBron James and company, because truth be told, you know what? He had Dwayne Wade. He had Chris Bosh. Now he's got Kyrie Irving and K-Love. They're not the same. They're darn good, don't get me wrong, but they're not the same as those other two guys.
I think you're absolutely right. I don't think anybody ever tried to play it off like that. I mean, Kyrie Irving's a young player just because he's been in the league for so long, I believe this is his fifth year, there's a lot more expectation out of him. You got to stop treating him like a rookie. You got to stop treating him like a great player on a bad team and realize that he's a pretty good player on what should be a really great team. And that's not to, disrespect. I think that, both contenders in the West, more so than Toronto. I think that there's three real contenders for this thing, but this thing gets a little bit scary in Cleveland if it goes six.
Absolutely. That's the voice of Jeff Rich, by the way, my tag team partner in crime, not in-house today, actually out and about enjoying himself, but is doing a little extra work for me just because, you know what, you got to. When Cleveland goes down unexpectedly, well, not necessarily unexpectedly, but the way it went down, only scoring 14 points, losing the game by 15 after they've been so dominant against Toronto, you got to feel a little bit like the momentum has swung to a certain degree and that there's a certain amount of belief in Toronto. And with that being said, let me ask you this. Dwayne Casey, not happy about a lot of the calls that are going on in this series thus far. How do you feel about the physicality of this series?
I like the physicality of this series. There was a moment that LeBron didn't go down and ends up being a common foul. But, you know, he's got Eastern Conference Finals experience against Damari Carroll, and I thought that there was a really hard, you know, really within the boundaries of the rule book to avoid ejections and everything. And I thought that that was the attitude that Toronto needed to set. You know me. I believe in physicality. I believe in physicality across the entire landscape of sports. And I appreciate it, even if it is happening to the Cavaliers, because something had, you know, they had to get punched in the mouth after the way that they just cakewalked through games one and two. They really needed this punch in the mouth. I'm not saying that losing is ever a good thing, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, your character's not built on how you succeed. It's how you overcome adversity, and we're going to see that from these Cavaliers in the next game or two.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things for me, like, the way I've kind of thought about the last, let's say we have four games left potentially in that series, Cleveland and Toronto, and let's say we have potentially five games left with OKC and Golden State. Obviously, they play this evening sometime, so we don't know what's going to happen there. But truth be told, it's hard for me to see Golden State losing 3 of 5 games, something they have not done all year long. It's uncharacteristic of them. And on the other hand, there wasn't a lot of separation between Toronto and Cleveland. They did beat them twice in the season out of 3 times. Toronto, I'm talking about beating Cleveland. And thus far, it's been a cakewalk for Cleveland. But now, does it get a little bit more difficult and a little more challenging based on the fact that Toronto may have a little bit more belief in themselves?
Well, are we going to see Valanciunas back for Toronto in this series or not? I mean, it's kind of been day-to-day, but it's been day-to-day for such a long time that you think that there's maybe a little bit of smoke and mirrors on the part of Dwayne Casey and the Toronto Raptors.
At this point, I would honestly say that this is their team and this is who they're moving forward with. It's almost like a little bit of a different team. They're a little bit more up and down, a little bit more versatile. Yeah, he presents some problems maybe for teams in the post where you'd have to go in and double team, but they've adjusted very well, Jeff, to be honest with you. They've changed who they are to a certain degree, and Biombo has absolutely flourished in this situation. So I think this is who they are.
Is DeRozan a superstar?
You know what? He's got to prove a little bit more to me. He plays really well at home. On the road, man, he's you don't know what you're going to get. So I'm not sold on him or Kyle Lowry. I think Lowry has improved. He's played a lot better. He had some ticky-tack fouls in that game that they called, kind of getting him out of the groove in the first half, but played a really solid second half. I know we're up against it, man. I really appreciate you taking time out, obviously. You're not even in on the program today, but you stepped in and did me a little bit of something, so I really appreciate it, brother. Have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to having you back with me next week.
Hey, brother, I can't wait to get back in that chair in front of that mic.
Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime, out and about, but still had a little bit of time to share with me here on the program. Really appreciate it. I'll be back on the other side to wrap it up. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Oh, it's been a brutal battle. A quarter to go at Pimlico. Exaggerator switches to the outside and is coming after Nyquist, who turns for home with the lead. But Exaggerator sweeps up on the outside. And so Exaggerator looking to turn the tables on Nyquist, who's down to the rail. In the final furlong of the Preakness, Stradivari's moved to the third. Nyquist laboring. There is Exaggerator. Exaggerator and Kent DeZorma with the 16th pull from Nyquist. Exaggerator in the Preakness turns the tables on Nyquist, who's trying to hang on to second, maybe Cherry Wine there.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. That was the Preakness, man. It was interesting. It went down. Exaggerator finally gets it done in that fifth try against Nyquist. Unbelievable horse. Bad track, as my producer was telling me. And I did watch the race, so I know it was a bad track. But got to give credit to that horse. Really good job. Got it done. By the way, that's going to do it for today. Holy cow, man. The show just went, came, and left me. I don't know how it happens. But for Jeff, Rich, who did a little bit of extra time for me on the show, John Poulter, Scott on the other side of the glass, I'm the Dorf Man. And my parting shot is, let's go OKC. Let's get it done, man. Let's put a little fear in Golden State. Anyways, I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.